I'm Mike McCabe from Blue Jean Nation, and this is your Democracy Checkup. Most people hate politics and don't hide how little they think of your average politician. Makes you wonder why politicians keep behaving the way they do when it's clear it only makes people dislike them more. Maybe it's because they don't know any other way to behave. They've been operating out of a well-worn playbook for so long that they know all the plays by heart, so they stick with what they know. Most of the plays in the playbook have at least three things in common. They are decades old or older. They are expensive. And they work like a charm if the goals are to alienate the general public and cripple democracy. The first page in both parties' playbook is nonstop fundraising. It's their favorite play because it makes so many other plays possible. It's why politicians see you and me as nothing more than ATMs. The playbook then says spend heavily on paid media. Television, radio, direct mail advertising, online ads. This is political gospel. The conventional wisdom is looking less and less wise, however, when you consider that public trust in advertising has been falling and young millennials are especially distrustful of advertising. Yet the vast majority of election campaign spending is still devoted to TV and other traditional forms of advertising. Makes the political professionals and media corporations billions. Turns voters' stomachs. Starves democracy. So what actually does work? Word of mouth. The information we trust most comes from people we know, especially friends and family. But political professionals don't get paid for that kind of thing, which is why neighbor-to-neighbor outreach programs like street teams and other kinds of direct voter contact are so hard to find in the political playbook. With face-to-face campaigning downplayed and a premium placed on paid media, the playbook says attack your opponent at every turn. It is an article of faith among political professionals that negative advertising works. It certainly does if the goal is to shrink and polarize the electorate. If the goal is to persuade or motivate voters or make our society governable, then a growing body of evidence challenges the devotion to scorched earth campaigning. The playbook calls for continuous polling. But as a general rule, Democrats rely on polling to craft their message and guide their actions, while Republicans use polling to drive home their core message and demonstrate support for their actions. Voters are left wondering why politicians can't seem to move a muscle without first consulting a pollster. Everyone but the consultants, handlers, and party bosses would be better off, as would American democracy, if the X's and O's of conventional politics were to give way to some new plays. I'm Mike McCabe.